Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this morning I had somebody drive around and somebody said I was a Looney Tunes or whatever. They hurt me. I don't know. Listen, I am not no Looney Tunes for expressing myself on podcasts or when I'm in my home, the privacy of my own, whatever. I don't know what they're talking about. I mean, I'm not going to be out of touch. 33 years and nothing to show for it. Do you know I was on the street 3 or 4 years? All that struggle, all those demos, all that performing. The good thing, I'm grateful that I became a member of BMI. I'm grateful to the indie labels that let me release my records. I'm grateful for being on Vivo. I'm grateful for any fans, and those are exceptions. But I'm making no money. I don't want to do this just pour hundreds and thousands of dollars into making art and getting nothing to show for it, and then getting harassed, and then people say, they sample my Amazon. Something had to end, you know. 33 years, I was like, no, I'm not performing anymore on stage. No clubs, no troubadour, no nothing. That's over. I'm not making no recording studio demos. But I will continue to be a songwriter, write songs and play keyboard, sing, release. As you know what songs I play to Spotify, BMI releases, you know, singles release or records. That's it. You know, I can't perform no more. You know, unless you know, and I can't make a new pop great demo or rock demo, unless I get, you know, a major label like Capitol, Warner, or Sony get involved, wants to sign me, which I hope, or unless a major publisher or a major artist want to use my songs, give me credit for it. Until then, or a major movie, because I spent 33 years, I can't keep doing it. Until then, it's over in those department. Eventually, it might be where I may not release any more singles. So, I may just write. And then it will be a hobby, you know. Well, I don't know if it will be a hobby, but I'll be putting it on my BMI account. I got 450 songs on there. But I may not release any more singles. So, because, you know, 33 years, you know, I must be out of touch, you know. So I don't, you know, to keep doing it 33 years and nothing to show for it. I mean, it really is painful that I put all my life, more than half of my life, into something I really love to want to succeed. I really do. I want to stay with it. But the industry and circumstances, let's say misfortune, have took it away. They took my dreams away. You know, it's just misfortune. It's just bad luck. It really hurts that I have to alter and cut ties to things that I really love performing, but I have to stop. It's cost too much money. It's too much. I have to stop making demos. No one gave a damn about my music. All they do is reject me or say or put me down or you know, I get harassment. But it's okay. I hope that, but I'm telling everybody out there who's in the industry or whoever's listening to me on podcasts or look up to my podcast, don't give up on your dreams, okay? I went 33 years performing, making demos, and that's a very, very long time. And I'm not giving up either. I'm still writing songs, you know? But I will say this, and like me, like I'm stopping with what I'm doing. If you feel tired of going for your dream and you did it for a very long time and you feel like you can't do it no more, then stop. You don't know you need to go through no much pain. Because that way it wouldn't necessarily be a dream killer. It will be just, it's too hard, you know? And I'm at that stage too. When you put so much into it and you're trying to be positive and the world's not giving, it's not respecting you, and it's like 3 decades later. But, you know, it's not giving up. It's just, you're just trying to salvage whatever. You're trying to save yourself. But if you really want to do it, you can withstand the rejections and withstand the suffering. then go for it. And I'm going to tell you now, don't ever take someone's dream away. I have people take my dream away a lot. They hinder me a lot every day. And other dreams. Because dreams is an effort. Whether it's academia, going for a doctor, lawyer, or going for being an astronaut, being a nurse, or whatever, or going for a music industry, it could take years. You have to have discipline. But also, if you believe in yourself, it can happen, will happen, but at other times, you have to stop. I have to stop. I went 33 years for my music and nothing to show for it. But in spite of it all, I do have a few fans and able to release it to the public. So I'm grateful for that. At one time, I thought I wasn't going to get to that level. No one wanted to sign me, or even they disregarded not only my singing, but my songwriting. So it was painful for me, but I had to let it go. 33 years is too much. But I'm not ending it altogether, but it's just going to be performing with my keyboard. And you'll hear me sing, and that will be released. Maybe I'm a little movie with a little single that I'm not releasing aspects of it, but I don't know. I'm not releasing all my demos. I have no more demos. Here are all the demos I released the last 10 years. That's when I was in the spotlight. I even was on Vivo MTV. No one gave a damn. And then there was one person who was interested, wanted to sign. They were they were not a label. I checked them out. It was a shark. It was a manipulative person. There was nothing there. So it was hard. I wish I had gotten that luck. But for those who are still going for the dream, and don't give up. Make effort. But sometimes you have to stop the suffering. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.